Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking budget traveling guide for 2018.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
Listeners, we want to get to know you better. Millennial Money is competing with other shows to get the most responses for a quick survey. And of course, we want to win, right? It only takes a few minutes of your time and you can do it straight from your smartphone. Help us out and support the show by going to wondery.com/survey and filling it out. That's Wondery, wondery.com/survey.
Hey there, welcome to the first edition of Travel Tuesday for 2018. We're excited for a new year, year of travel and talking about travel. And this week we're going to give our budget traveling guide for 2018. I mean, why not start off, you know, this year on a good foot and to start to travel and in a better and smarter way too.
Yeah, and I think everybody wants to travel and they're probably looking at what they spent over the holidays and thinking like, I don't even know if this is a reality, but I think what's so awesome about this podcast today is showing that there are a lot of really cool, unique places where you can travel and not have to break the bank and spend a ton of money.
Yeah, and I think where everyone's like, okay, I have to travel somewhere. I got to get away, you know, at least go on maybe 1 to 2 to 4 to 5 trips, you know, however many you can actually get away from work or your career or something like that. But then how do I do it? And then where do I go? And there's plenty of trips you can go on. You go, I don't care. I'm going to spend the money. I'm going to do it. But there's a lot of smart ways that we're going to talk about how you could actually do it, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, everybody hates to budget anyway. So most people don't actually make a budget when they're traveling. But I always argue that, you know, even creating just a little small structure of a travel budget will really help you not only when you're there traveling, but also then when you return and you're staring down the barrel of a really big credit card bill, of figuring out how to pay that all off. And we all splurge on vacation, whether you have a travel budget or not. It's really what vacations are there for, right? But, you know, having a plan and backing into it before you even go on that vacation will help you figure out, you know, how you can stay in this range so you don't totally have, you know, a freak out attack when you get home.
And this is not really about restricting yourself. It's,
no.
It's about planning right and, you know, how to really do it. And what we're going to kind of talk about is not just, you know, oh, these are cheap places to go. No, these are actually really cool places. Just maybe expand your brain a little bit and go, oh, I could actually go here, maybe instead of here. Maybe go to one, instead of going to Paris, you're going to go to, you know, one of the places on the list, like Estonia or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, you know, it's being smart with your travel dollars. And one of the best ways, you know, I talk about this all the time on the podcast, but I sort of feel like I can't talk about it enough, is just having a great travel credit card with points that you can earn from everyday purchases. And, you know, I don't know where you sit on the fence of, you know, liking credit cards or totally against credit cards. But if you're going to do travel, you really need to have a good travel credit card. Treat it like a debit card and pay it off every month. One of my faves is still the Chase Sapphire Preferred card. This is such a great card. You get a $0 first year annual fee. Yeah, then it bumps up to $95. But if you're using this card wisely, that $95 is a wash in what you're going to actually get in travel benefits. Right now they have a bonus offer. You can earn up to 50,000 bonus points after you spend $4,000 on purchases in the first 3 months. That sounds like a lot of money, but if you really treat this card like your debit card, at least for that, you know, 3 month period, it's pretty easy to rack up that amount of money to get those points. But that's worth $625 towards travel when you redeem through Chase Ultimate Rewards, which I love. This is such a great bonus with this Chase card because the points through the Ultimate Rewards Center are worth 25% more when you book travel through there. You can transfer these to airlines. You can transfer these to hotels. You can do a lot of different things with this card. It still is my kind of all-around universal best card.
Right. Right. And that's a great way to actually, you know, to find some of these places and to go, okay, I could use my points. I could do this, you know, so like, we're not talking about, you know, you can go to a lot of these places and maybe, you know, travel and stay in a hostel or stay in, you know, maybe a cheaper place. We're not talking about that. We're talking about using your points, going to good places. But now we find some places that you can really get some really great deals, with your points. So we came up with 12 for 2018 here, you know, stuff that you, places you can go to, and then you still have, you know, savings in your little piggy bank there.
Yeah. And our first place is actually Montreal, Canada, which I traveled to a few years ago and really loved. It's like going to Europe, but for a discount, especially if you're coming from the United States, because you get a nice exchange rate. It actually works in your favor, unlike going to Europe where everything actually costs more.
You're right. And that's a really popular city right now. And people go nuts for it because they're like, wait, am I in Europe? No, I'm just across the border there in Canada.
Yeah, it has the charm of France. So in Montreal, they speak French. So you're going to get that feel of a European city. There's great food, really nice people, lots of great places to shop. Right now, it's a little chilly. So, you know, you
but
might
have a little underground way to get around the city, don't they?
Yeah. I don't know if every place connects, but, you know, when I was there, I was able to walk from my hotel actually a couple miles to a shopping mall, all underground. So I didn't even need a coat. It was like the weirdest experiment of getting around. But I mean, that's how they do it in those, you know, frigid places like Montreal.
Well, and also if you're traveling from, it's such a popular city, if you're traveling from the U.S., there's a lot of direct flights straight to Montreal too. So, and you can get a lot of deals as well too, especially this time of year would be good because it's so cold.
Yeah. And if you have a chance, you can jump up to Quebec City, which is just a whole other level of kind of European charm in Canada. And so these are a couple of great destinations. Really, your dollar is going to go far. You're going to feel like you're in Europe and have, you know, really unique experience. And then in the summer when the weather is great, you know, it's just beautiful to sit outside and the flowers are blooming. And it's just, you know, a spectacular place.
One of the cities that we want to talk about too is your actual second hometown, if you will, and one of the hottest cities that has, you know, kind of been growing the last couple of years, Houston. And Anthony Bourdain just did an episode last year, which is a really cool, diverse city these days. So why is Houston really hot right now? And, you know, it's a city that maybe needs some dollars right now, especially after the hurricanes and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, after the hurricanes, you know, I think a lot of times people are hesitant to go visit some of these cities, but I think they're actually the best times. You can get good deals on hotels. You know, a lot of restaurants are offering special menus and things like that just to encourage tourism again. But Houston just has a great restaurant scene. They have some of the best restaurants right now. A growing art scene. There's just a lot going on there. Of course, there's amazing Tex-Mex and barbecue, as you'd expect in Houston, but it really is that good.
Yeah, well, so now Houston has some of the top restaurants in the country. So
yes. Yeah, so they are definitely competing. There's a lot of great chefs there. And then, you know, Houston's close to Galveston, which has the beaches. So, you know, you can kind of have that beach feel as well. So it's just, it's a big city. There are a lot of different pockets, a lot of different areas to explore. And I think there's just even more so after the hurricane, really a resurgence of creating a great, great city.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Mexico is always a popular destination. These days, it's even more popular for us traveling from the U.S. because, you know, the dollar is really good right now, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, New Mexico, you can always travel and stretch your dollar pretty far.
Yeah. We found a place, and I've actually never been to this part of Mexico, San Miguel. How am I saying it right?
Now you're going to mess me up. San Miguel de Allende.
De Allende. That's right. Exactly. Well, flight prices for the first half of 2018 right now going to this location is down 11% compared to last year. And plus, like we said, the Mexican peso is at a historic low right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, going anywhere in Mexico is just a great, great time to go there. But San Miguel is really one of those places that has so much charm. There's an art scene there. It's just a really great area, part of Mexico where, you know, I think you get that great cross between old and new. And there are some amazing places to stay there as well.
Yeah. And people always, you know, always go to Cabo and always go to Puerto Vallarta or all those places like that, you know, Cancun, of course. But it's fun to find something different. And this is a really quaint and cool, and I think classic Mexico area too. And, you know, and you can find some really cool accommodations as well as, you know, flights and stuff.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm.
Yeah, exactly. And the next place on our list is actually someplace that I've wanted to go to for a long time. When I've looked at like unique beach vacations, this one always pops up, and it's Zanzibar, Tanzania, which a lot of people are like, what? But, you know, if you're a foodie like us and a cultural lover and adventurer, this is a place to go to because you can get all of those things plus the beautiful beaches. And I'm talking like crystal clear,
stunningly
water.
Cool. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, and flights there can be expensive for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think anywhere that you're flying to Africa, it's usually pretty pricey, but
yeah, once you get there, you know, your dollar goes a long way because, you know, the exchange rate is definitely in your favor when you're going over there. You know, it's a place where you might want to hire a tour guide. You know, you want to make certain precautions probably when you're traveling, you know, most places in Central Africa. But, you know, everybody that I know that have gone over to Zanzibar has just come home with just glorious reviews of how amazingly relaxing. And they've likened it a lot to Bali and, you know, to other places, you know, kind of over in the, you know, Asia area. But definitely a lot more affordable, and the people are spectacular. The food is just amazing. And I think it's just, I mean, it's what a unique experience to have to be able to say that you went on a beach vacation Zanzibar.
It's this total exotic vacation, but you know, you don't always have to spend a ton of money to go to places like that. And maybe it's not as crowded as you mentioned, like Bali and places like that, Thailand and stuff like that. So that, you know, this is what Bali and Thailand, you know, was before, where it's not as crowded.
Right. And, you know, if you're going to fly over to Africa, you know, to Zanzibar or anywhere over there, you know, definitely make a couple other stops or at least one other stop in Africa, because it takes, if you're flying from the U.S., it just takes forever to get over there, you know, and you want to be able to experience different parts of Africa because they really are so unique anywhere you go.
Yeah. Now, some of the places we already talked about are basically, you know, under the radar countries and cities in. You know, the travel experts expect a lot of these under the radar cities to grow and as well become more expensive. So right now is a good time to take advantage of, you know, these kind of places that are not expensive right now or not too crazy expensive. And one of those is, and this is a place I've been wanting to go to too, is Estonia. And, you know, so right now it's a really great time to visit Estonia. They have a lot of really great cities. Accommodations start around $40 a night for 3-star hotels, and meals can run you around, like 18 bucks, you know, or
for
less.
A day.
For a day. That's a whole day. Like, you're spending money on food for a whole day for around 18 bucks. You know, tourists, you know, they have a lot of free walking tours. That you can check out museums that are free a lot of times throughout many of the cities. So you know, and Estonia is really pushing for you to come there and discover it too.
Well, and I think that's great because, you know, a lot of times we get asked questions about, you know, somebody really wanting to go to Europe, but, you know, all of the normal places that you would think of to go in Europe can be really pricey, you know, once you're there even, and especially with the exchange rate. And so something like this is, again, a really unique – Estonia is a really unique place that a lot of people can't say that they've traveled to. And you get the European experience, and you're also, you know, being able to do it on a relatively small budget.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really classic, cool country and a European country. And, you know, it's one of those things too. It's like, oh, so where are you headed to? Oh, I'm going to Estonia. It's like, oh, really? Where is that? You know, I mean, I think it's one of those places that people go, what? Where is that? You know, almost like Tanzania or something like that. It's like, what? I'm going there, you know,
Yeah. And you can pair it up, you know, pair Estonia with maybe a more expensive, like the next place on our list, you know, a more expensive place in Europe. And then, you know, your budget stretches farther, but then you have the experience of two places.
Yeah. I mean, one of the most popular places is London. And a lot of times, you know, over the past, I think what, like 10, 15 years, it's become one of the most expensive cities in the world.
It's usually double, you know, the exchange is usually double for those of us in the US, which, you know, when you're thinking about double, it's like, I don't know.
What you mean double? Like when I paid $20 for a hamburger at Burger King, just in the airport there. I mean, obviously it's airport prices, but because the dollar was so bad then, I was like, are you kidding me? This is Burger King, you know? So, but right now it's good because, you know, from Brexit last year, or you know, in 2016, when they had the Brexit vote, the pound has been weakening throughout that time, and all currencies. So now we're not even talking just U.S. currencies. All currencies are really good right now to head anywhere in the United Kingdom. But as well, planning a trip to London is a great time to do that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's still a great time to travel over there to UK, to London, to experience it. You know, the currency isn't going to stay low forever. So, you know, it's still like, if you want to be smart with your money and you know, this is on your list, like I would still, you know, make a plan soon to get over
there.
Yeah,
this is a good time to take advantage of that too. And you could also not just London as well too. You can go to other cities like Devon, Cornwall, those are really great cities. Bath is a really cool city. York, and of course, Edinburgh in Scotland. These places are really good to travel and a lot cheaper if you're not around the holidays, say like, you know, Easter or July, or even, you know, when it's summer in August and stuff, and it's a lot warmer and stuff. So if you travel on the off times, that's a lot better.
Yeah, I think that's a great tip because a lot of times we want to go to these places around those times. And, you know, I think that's just a smart travel trip tip anyway. If you can travel in the off season, you usually get a much better deal.
Yeah. Now we want to talk about a place it's really close to us. I mean, we could essentially drive there, Baja California, Mexico. This is a place that has really gotten popular and not been affected by some of the other, you know, crime stuff in Mexico that they have, which in my opinion, like Mexico is just like the US. I mean, they have other things and drug cartels and things like that, but they have crime just like us. And any, you know, people sometimes are afraid to travel to the United States from other places. But
yeah, I think though that anywhere you travel, you've got to be smart and be safe.
Yeah. So, you know, traveling to Baja, Mexico for us in California is like I said, we could drive there. But this has really become a really popular place, and it's become a huge, you know, wine scene down there. And now they have their own wine country in the Valle de Guadalupe. It's basically like Napa, but a lot cheaper.
Yeah, those types of places I think are such an amazing find.
Yeah. I mean, they have really great beaches down there. There's a lot of different cities, you know, like La Paz, and they have authentic, you know, Mexican culture down there, but you could get this at, you can get great accommodations at a really a lot cheaper values and stuff. So, you know, Baja California, Mexico, I think a lot of times people don't think about traveling there. It's one of, like I said, people always go to the usual spots in Mexico. This is, you know, it's popular. When you're in California, it's a popular place. It's like, I know so many people that are surfers that go down there, hang out there. They're staying in, you know, 4 or 5 star, you know, luxury accommodations for way cheaper prices, let alone they have a lot of really cool boutique hotels, and it's become a really hot food scene down there.
Yeah. And if you're feeling kind of the Latin flair, Argentina is the next place on our list. And you know, I think what's especially attractive at this point in time is, again, the exchange rate. We keep talking about that, but it really does make a difference. So, you know, around 17 Argentine pesos to the US dollar, which is a fairly nice exchange rate. It's a huge bargain for the US traveler, and your money's going to go a long way while you're there. And it also happens to be just a great place. It's not just that, hey, we can travel there, you know, at a discount. They've lifted their VAT tax on hotel stays for international visitors, which is great. So that represents
That's huge right there.
Yeah, it's a savings of like 21%. which just leaves you with more money to spend on, you know, those tango shows or tango lessons, mm-hmm. if you want. You know, there's museums and vintage shops. And, you know, there's authentic, Argentinian barbecue. I know, one of our friends is, from Argentina, and he loves meat, and he loves meat because in Argentina, the meat is just, you know, spectacular.
Yeah. I mean, it's really like, you know, it's going to Texas, get some Texas barbecue, Argentina barbecue. Rates right up there too. So, and that's, again, it's one of those exotic places. You're like, oh, I'm going to Argentina and I'm going to do this and I'm going to go get some great barbecue and I'm going to take some tango lessons. So, you know, that's a really cool discover right there. One of the places though has been hugely popular in the last several years is Peru. And you would almost kind of think, oh, because Peru's people travel there all the time. They go to Machu Picchu, you know, that's hugely popular, you know, you can hike there and stuff. But you can actually travel to Peru on a shoestring budget.
Yeah. And I know a lot of friends who have gone to Machu Picchu and mm-hmm. to Peru and really talk about just how amazing of a place that is and what unique experiences they had. And then they were shocked when they came home and they're like, we didn't even spend that much money and we had this amazing vacation.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times they say the average, you could spend $10 a day on like three meals.
So that's pretty impressive.
And food is really great. They have a really great food scene down there. It's authentic, you know, food as well as a culture. They have stunning beaches, they have mountains, canyons, rivers. You know, it's one of those adventure kind of places to go, as well as you can. There's a lot of really cool cities throughout Peru that you can really get a different exposed to a different culture, if you will.
Yeah. So, I mean, Peru's been on my list for quite a while. I think, you know, we haven't done much traveling down in, you know, South America, yeah. but all of these places are just really known for totally unique cultural experiences. And, you know, places that you can visit where the dollar will really stretch.
And because one of places like that has become a little bit more popular, you're going to find better accommodations these days too. So that's one thing to think about, but it's still cheap to go there.
Yeah, you need to do, you know, a little investigation and research and searching. But there are some just amazing like haciendas and places to stay. You know, some great like B&Bs where you're going to get that unique experience, great food, and be able to experience, you know, a piece of the culture in that city. You know, another place on our list, much like a Peru for a unique cultural experience, is actually Portugal. And Portugal has been on a lot of people's list. I know a lot of people have traveled there, but you know, they've got that cheap food and wine and attractions, great accommodations. But actually, the Azores Islands are popping up all the time now. It's a top choice for a budget destination in 2018. I mean, we get constant emails for the Azores Islands. And I think that, you know, this is someplace I wouldn't even think about traveling to. But I mean, it looks stunning.
Yeah. I mean, they have, you know, really impeccable views, unspoiled beaches. They have really cool coastal towns, a lot of like great fishing villages. They have 3-star hotels that start at $63 a night is what they're saying basically. And a nice meal in a restaurant will run you around $8.
Right. So again, you're getting a great, you know, beach experience in a totally unique place for quite a budget. And I think, you know, all of these places, I mean, throw the budget out, you know, all of these places are just amazing, unique experiences that, you know, your friends will probably not have experienced either.
Yeah. And again, Portugal is one of those places that, you know, that people have been traveling to and have been discovering. It is a really popular place. I know a lot of travel writers, you know, have been there and do a lot of stories. Hopefully it's going to stay around this time, but you know, this price is to save is, but this is a good time to take advantage of these kind of places and discover, you know, something cool. And again, this is the opposite of going to, you know, Paris or somebody place else that is so popular, but you're going to get this really cool, you know, European feel to it as well too.
Yeah, totally agree.
So, last on our list, you know, which we actually had we found a bunch more places. So, you know, these kind of lists are always hard to find. to windle down, I should say. But one of the places that we want to talk about is Raleigh, North Carolina, where I've spent a lot of time there. And it's a city that I've gone there for many years, and it's really grown, and it's really cool. I love college towns. We both love college towns. This is a unique college town because it has like three in the triangle is what they call it. North Carolina University, North Carolina State, and Duke are all right there. We went and we checked out Duke University, and that's a really beautiful campus. But it is Raleigh has really become a hot city in the country, you know, as well as the South. They have a lot of, you know, great craft breweries. They have numerous trails and parks that are free to explore. You know, it's really cool destination to hang out there. Like I said, the food scene has really gotten a lot better, and it's cool because it's divided up. You know, Raleigh and Durham, they have a lot of really cool different neighborhoods and stuff.
Yeah, it's a great place too for startups and entrepreneurs, yes. And they've created a great culture around that. And I think that has brought, you know, a different type of residents to Raleigh. So there's just a really diverse culture there. And I think there's a lot going on. It's a really cool place to put on your travel list that you might not think about visiting.
Yeah. I mean, this time of year right now, it's a little chilly, but they have really good, I think they have really good weather for the most part, and where they're located in, it's easy to fly there. You can fly basically direct from a lot of different places and maybe, you know, one stop over. Although a lot of times when I fly there, sometimes I have a stop over in Charlotte and then it's like, and then boom, you're right into Raleigh. But it's centrally located, I think, to a lot of different places. You can easily get to the Smoky Mountains. You can get to the coast pretty easy of North Carolina. So, it's more than just a college town. It's a really cool and unique town. So that was 12 that we kind of came up with. Like I said, there's so many more. One of the places just real quick they talked about was Jacksonville, Florida. I've only been through Jacksonville, Florida. You know, go discover other places like that. Go look around, say if there's maybe some place near you, say if you live in the South, maybe there's places in Mississippi or Alabama. If you live, you know, out where we are, maybe there's some places up north, you know, in you know, just find some cool places and maybe find those countries going, hey, my dollar is going to go further in these places. And, you know, I want to go check these out. And maybe a lot of people haven't always been there.
So we just want to inspire you to get out there traveling. There are so many places to explore in 2018, regardless of your budget, whether you have a small budget or a large budget. You know, you can certainly always just be smart with your money. Make sure you use that travel card and always set a travel budget for yourself. You'll be surprised at how much that actually does help you be able to afford the vacation and not spend over, you know, a lot more money than you actually want to spend. You're always going to overspend, but at least it helps you, you know, just plan it out a little better. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. You can check out Jeff on Instagram at The Traveling Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, and head on over to the link in the show notes and leave us a 5-star review.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.